In summary, then, the new construction scheme has worked better than its predecessor. Less administration as the revenue aimed, but still, I think, some problems. The common failures for AAT members to be reminded of, the failure to register for the scheme. Contractors perhaps working for a private householder, but then making payments for construction operations, for construction work, to subcontractor workers, where they should have deducted tax on the payments to the subcontractors. That's caused a problem for a number of AAT members, and I think you need to be aware of it. Other problems, late returns, get them in on time. Remember my suggested 15th of the month target date for paper returns and for online returns. Incomplete or incorrect returns, missing payments, payments that shouldn't be there, omitted travel and subsistence payments, and the thorny subject of the overstated cost of materials. Check that out. The failure to issue payment statements to subcontractors paid under deduction. That's another problem which really needs to be addressed. I would also like to think about reviewing procedures for engaging new subcontractors. Perhaps introducing or updating a contract for services or an engagement letter. Providing clients with at least a basic checklist to identify subcontractors that are at risk. Applying checks to every engagement of an individual subcontractor. And using the checklist when subcontractors are re-engaged after a period of time. We should review and update the database of engaged subcontractors. We should review and record notices of change in payment status and ensure that they're being correctly dealt with to avoid suffering from an under-deduction of tax. If in doubt, it is very, very important to verify the subcontractor before payment. We need to monitor procedures for submitting monthly returns, including nil returns, and for notifying HMRC of the need to remove the nil return indicator if we've asked them to suspend returns for 6 months. We need to review the requirements of the compliance test, the payment procedures, to ensure payments are made on time, the monthly return procedures to ensure that returns are submitted on time. We need perhaps at least annual reminders to directors about their own tax affairs needing to be up to date. So let's avoid falling foul of the compliance test. Let's avoid risking gross payment status being taken away. And let's avoid the costly penalties. Thank you.